Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This was so incredible, Lee, that when I saw it, I thought that this has got to be fake. I mean, this can't be the case, right? Speaker Mike Johnson, head of the Republicans in the House, couldn't possibly have tweeted this. So I had to stop and I had to go look on his account. See, did he really tweet? It's really real.
Okay.
Here's what he wrote. Washington Democrats are now officially threatening a government shutdown unless they get reinstatement of free health care for illegal aliens, $500 million for liberal news outlets and other partisan priorities, funding for surgeries, sex change surgeries and treatment for minors, totaling a massive $1.5 trillion spending hike tacked onto a simple continuing resolution. So basically budget bill.
No.
Or they'll shut down government. I really want to break this down this morning where this is going. Chuck Schumer's out there saying, well, it's Trump's fault if it doesn't shut down. And I really hope we message this well. We're terrible about messaging.
Yeah. Republicans, yes.
Yes. Why all of this started? Why is the demand, and they're not even hiding it, for the American people to pay for the future replacement voters' health insurance? Why? That is really specific all of the sudden. Part of it is because the big, beautiful bill cut off all the avenues that Democrats were using to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. Through federal subsidies via the state. They were breaking the law and using loopholes to sign up illegal immigrants. Those loopholes were closed in the big, beautiful bill, right? Well, tie that. I'm going to tell you why they want this. This is an act of desperation. And part of it is because usually Republican leadership, not Trump, but everyone else will give them whatever they want, no matter how crazy. So, hey, might as well ask, right? So that's all going on. But here is what their problem mainly is. And it's this: 2 million illegal immigrants, Lee, have either been deported or self-deported in 250 days since Donald Trump took office. We deported, this country deported, Tom Homan deported 400,000 of them. That's amazing. But the rest left on their own. Why? Wow, you're living in an America where, if you've noticed, there's not like really a lot of jobs. And you have no means to pay for your health care. You are cut off from the system. This is the Democrats going, wait, come back. No, please don't take the free flight out of the country. No, we'll get your health care back. It's at least a signal to illegals. Hey, you might not want to leave now. We'll get you your health care back. They're not hiding it anymore, Lee. This is an open demand. When you think about that, those are their three priorities. They're not even requesting health care for Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
An expansion of health care by the government for Americans. I don't support that, but at least it'd be for Americans. No, it's for illegals. But this is good. And the reason is good that they're begging for this. They're saying, hey, we're going to shut down the government. You don't give us our illegal immigrant health care. Is because they are trying to stem the tide. They have already lost 2 million of their replacement voters. And they're terrified.
Well, and they're hemorrhaging more.
Yeah, and they're hemorrhaging actual voters. Yeah. And their problem really is that they are at the point of their agenda that is so radical that people raised in America with even just a scintilla of American culture can't go for it. They need new voters. And this, Lee, is not just an American Democrat problem. This is a worldwide problem. They are running a worldwide voter drive in Europe. And if you look at censorship, the bulk of it in Europe is people speaking true things about illegal immigrants coming into their countries to replace them. That is what the majority of the 3,000 raids we've seen so far by the National Speech Police in the UK are about. That is why the head of the AfD party in Germany is a convicted criminal. She published on X a screenshot of the rape statistics by illegal immigrant Muslim migrants. The government's own stats, right from their crime analysis. Totally correct. Courts never disputed it was correct. But you can't say it because it oppresses minorities.
Unbelievable.
Who are legally oppressed. Why? They can't have the conversation until they have enough replacement voters for total power in a Chinese system.
Apparently the oppression of the victims of those crimes don't count.
No, of course they don't count. I don't care, Jimmy.
See, this is
the
very thing Trump was talking about yesterday to the useless nations for the General Assembly. I'm sorry, I got to get back to calling it the useless nations again, because and that's one of the things that he was saying. You folks don't get anything done. Strongly worded letters and then no follow up.
Yeah. And absolutely. He said, listen, I stopped 7 wars and you didn't even bother to help.
No, I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle.
And the broken teleprompter.
You know what, though? They were so afraid he'd say true things. That's why they turned off the teleprompter. So, and he was talking about, look, I mean, I'm ending 7 wars. UN doesn't care. No, they don't. They're waiting around for total power in the form of international government built around speech censorship. They're just waiting around for total power so they can be dictators. They don't care about anything else. But he was saying, look, you haven't done anything. You didn't even help me end 7 wars. But the thing is, Lee, they have done something. They are quite busy, as Trump pointed out. And this is the most devastating part. When he points the finger right at the UN and said, you sponsored for $372 million over 600,000 illegal immigrants to break the law and invade America. So he's calling them out for the international voter drive. This, Lee, in a speech environment that gets freer and freer every day for us, this is going to reverberate and people are going to hear this who never did before. Are going to begin to understand this wasn't an accident. It was an orchestrated international voter drive funded by the UN to crush any dissent or to the Democrat Party. Take a listen.
In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net. We have reasserted that America belongs to the American people, and I encourage all countries to take their own stand in defense of their citizens as well. You have to do that because I see it. I'm not mentioning names. I see it, and I can call every single one of them out. You're destroying your countries. They're being destroyed. Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal.
Every part of that is true.
Yep.
And is factual and is provable. There's nothing he said in that that was actually even hyperbole.
No.
Which that's usually where he goes. But every bit of that was true.
And to do it in a forum like that,
yes,
that gets such publicity and so many views, and in an era where there's X and now YouTube, they're saying that Biden forced them to censor, but they're not doing it anymore. That's the big breaking news day. We'll get into that coming up. People are going to hear this for the first time and understand all of that immigration was not an accident. It was deliberately paid for. And they even paid for, Lee, food, shelter, envelopes, and debit cards of cash, cell phones, everything they needed to invade the country. That's why when they walk over the border, their clothes are clean. They're literally fat after having walked 1,000 miles because they didn't walk. Their transportation was paid for. And they look great. There's not a hair out of place. The UN paid for that. And they used our tax dollars that were given to them by the Democrats, Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. So just really, it's good. People need to understand this. And I got to add one thing. Remember I told you in the last hour, the head of the AfD party, which by the way, I'm polling this week for the first time in all the polls, hit number one political party in Germany by popularity. The head of the AfD party is a convicted criminal for saying exactly what Trump just said there, for talking about illegal migration. Truthfully, she was convicted. The party is not allowed to be seen on social media or to advertise in Germany. And yet it is the number one political party in the polls. And right now the German parliament is debating outlawing the party. No membership or you go to prison. And they're the number one party in the country. And again, their leader is a convicted criminal because she told the truth about illegal migration. So what Trump is doing there is an absolute Charlie Kirk style act of heroism. He is speaking for oppressed people in Germany who can't speak what he said. You say that in Germany, and that got broadcasted in Germany on X. You say that, you go to prison. Think about that. That's why this is so revolutionary. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just as Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN, was mid-lie, just literally in the middle lie, taping this, Jimmy Kimmel was the most horrific attack. Oh, this is so funny. On the First Amendment in U.S. history. Oh, if only that was true, Jake. If only I wasn't on my third YouTube account because the first two were taken away because it turns out I said real things about COVID they didn't like. Here's Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN, lying his butt off.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Hilariously timed. This comes out Google admits censorship under Biden, literally yesterday, promises to end bans of YouTube accounts of thousands of Americans censored for political speech. Now, why did this happen? I've trashed Jim Jordan, a Republican chairman of the Oversight Committee, for many years because he rolls up his sleeves, says blah, 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 sends out a fundraising letter, but nothing ever happens. Well, finally something happened, so I'm going to give him credit. He has hit Google for 2 years with subpoena after subpoena after subpoena after subpoena, trying to get to the bottom of their censorship machine. They finally gave up yesterday. Google admitted, contrary to what you just heard from Jake Tapper's lying Politburo there, man, he would give the USSR a run for their money in terms of just flat out ability to lie. The Biden administration, Google admits, pressured Google to censor Americans and remove content that did not violate YouTube's policies. The Biden administration censorship pressure was unacceptable and wrong. Wait, so that means like government censorship pressure. Public debate should never come at the expense of relying on authorities, they say, and they're going to fire their third-party fact-checker. They're all liberal minders. They're all Democrats. There's no Republican fact-checkers. It's just they don't like you saying true things, and you lose your first and second YouTube account, like me. And each strike, it's interesting this happened because I've been talking to you guys about this for years. Each strike I've gotten was for a COVID-related thing where I ended up being correct, and that's exactly who they addressed, who Google addressed with this statement, and said, "Oh, come and get your account back. You can have it now." And they admit that Europe's censorship laws target American companies and threaten American speech, including the removal of lawful content. And they admit they removed content that was true, especially during COVID. Those admissions obviously come after Chairman Jordan's subpoena to Google and years-long investigation in the company. You know, I couldn't help but wonder, they could have done this on any day. They did it right after Google executives, who are liberal, but must have sat and watched the left lie and lie and lie and lie about Jimmy Kimmel and this being the worst censorship ever, and they're living through a dictatorship, and Trump blah, 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 knowing the whole time Biden made them censor. You couldn't help but miss the timing. I mean, maybe some little part of those executives said, we just can't watch the lie anymore. We can't watch the left lie anymore. I mean, to put it out now, I can't imagine the phone calls that went out from the Democrat National Committee to Google. What are you doing? Look at the timing of this. If we ever get back in office, you are done. It's exactly what they say. Here's a left-wing journalist, but free speech advocate Glenn Greenwald and what that era was like. In terms of for YouTube, but also for Facebook and for Twitter.
Four times in the last year, Democrats have summoned the CEOs of Twitter, Google, and Facebook to appear before them and explicitly threaten them, saying, if you don't start censoring what we regard as hate speech and disinformation, you're going to suffer our legal and regulatory punishment. It's really a merger of state and corporate power, which ironically is the classic definition of fascism. We've heard so much about fascism over the last 5 years. This is what it actually is. And the people who say they're against it are actually now supporting it.
That was months ago, by the way, when he said that, ironically. And I imagine that YouTube went through something like Zuckerberg did. This is him confessing to Joe Rogan. Yeah, I took down real things because the Biden administration made me.
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
Yep. Left doesn't know what this is like. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't know what this is like. If Jimmy Kimmel hadn't trashed Charlie Kirk, nobody would be talking about him this week. That's not what we've been through. And I mean, I just have a question for YouTube. After you took my second YouTube account, I'd built up thousands of followers on it. After you took my second one, see, I went over to Rumble and built that up to 6,000. Just clawing my way through, sitting there clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking to build it again and again and again and again. Where do I go? to get the tens of thousands of followers that I should have by now, but that you stole from me? Where does my family go to get the money that you owe me for censoring me, for saying true things that the Democrat Party, specifically the Biden regime, did not like? See, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't know what that means. Jake Tapper has no idea what it feels like to have that boot on your throat. I know what it feels like to be a political dissident. I do, and thousands more. And they're like, oh, have your accounts back now. You weren't lying. Again, where do I go to get all those followers? Where do I go to get the followers I would have had all of those days that my broadcast was suspended? Like midstream, where do I go to get those? They don't say. They don't say. And you know what? Screw them. I don't trust them. The next time Democrat dictators come into office, well, you going to take my account again? Tell me I'm wrong? Now I'll just build my Rumble. I just don't have time. I don't have time. It's a word almost nobody used to describe our politics a decade ago. Never heard it. Maybe from some uber religious people occasionally, very, very occasionally, but not really, no. Now, a few times a week it trends. It means hundreds of thousands of people are using it on X. This particular word. It's ubiquitous. The word is demonic. Demonic. Not evil, although that has trended too, to describe things going on in our politics. And it happened before the Charlie Kirk assassination. Demonic would regularly trend, but now it's an every other day thing. Demonic, the word demonic associated with Charlie Kirk, but I've never heard it so much in my life. What's really interesting to me, I thought that a turning point, a friend of my husband's who is not religious at all, doesn't attend services of any kind, but I mean, nice guy, sent him a text and used that word. He was just talking about a political matter that was going on. He said demonic. And this guy's pretty much a moderate. Far more moderate than my husband and I. He's not on the left, but he's far more moderate than my husband and I. Used the word demonic. I thought that was fascinating because he's not really religious. Word is everywhere. And yet I haven't heard anyone explain to me, okay, what is the difference between, okay, yes, what is going on is evil, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and demonic. I can't put it into words. They just know. They just know at a gut level. And that's why that word keeps trending and trending and trending and trending. So I thought this was interesting. Article yesterday in the UK Daily Mail. It's about the transgender live-in furry boyfriend, Lance Twiggs, 22 years old, of Charlie Kirk's assassin. And it's some background on them in a piece in the UK Daily Mail. A couple of interesting things. Before Tyler Robinson moves into the house with him, the house is owned by a Mormon family. Lance Twiggs is, it appears, a member of that family because the family that owns the house, the rental house, is named Twiggs. So I'm assuming that's his family. And he was living there with another roommate. That roommate moves out. Tyler Robinson moves in. And thus begins their relationship. Before that, Tyler Robinson's different from these assassins, from these left-wing shooters in one critical way. And that's in the UK Daily Mail article too. Most of them are loners, people who have been bullied. They extensively interviewed neighbors, classmates. They said he was not bullied. He was soft-spoken and a little shy, but he had a lot of friends. Wasn't a misfit at all. Not gonna win homecoming king by any means, but he had a ton of friends. Not awkward. So what happened when he moved in with Lance Twiggs? Because that's when everything seemed to change. Let me read what Lance Twiggs wrote about himself. I just think this is interesting. I don't know what it means. Maybe you tell me what it means. Send me a text, 800-905-0989. Here's what Lance Twiggs wrote about himself. This is UK Daily Mail. I was told I was possessed by a demon. And then within 30 minutes, kicked out of the house because I started laughing and wouldn't go to the bishop for a blessing. Later found out they just didn't like me. He's talking about his family. Just didn't like me and were looking for a way to get me out of the house. I wasn't even 18 at the time. According to a Twiggs family member who wished to remain anonymous, again, this is the transgender lover. It's true that Lance was evicted by his parents. He's full of evil and hatred. admitted a second family member when approached by local news earlier this week. He's full of evil and hatred. He's not a healthy person. He is very angry with anyone who is supportive of conservative ideals and Christian values. Sounds like a left winger. Listen to that evil there. Listen to the thread that runs through. A whole society is sensing this. There's something to that. The family member has also claimed that Lance Twiggs had wrongly been portrayed as soft by the media and in fact was a drug user who almost overdosed, turned up at family Easter clearly high, spouting political slogans, and was addicted to the deep web, corners of the internet that can't be indexed by search engines. From Twiggs' own Reddit posts, this is UK Daily Mail writing, we have also established that he claims to have struggled with bulimia and made jokes about being beaten by his mother. He's joking about that. Twiggs wrote in one thread he'd been recommended for treatment for schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and a brain tumor through targeted social media adverts, and also joked about spending his parents' money. That line is interesting. I was told I was possessed by a demon. He's disappeared, by the way. Everybody's trying to find him. Nobody knows where he is. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the FBI swooped him up and has him in protective custody. I don't know. But he's gone. The neighbors are saying no. There's nobody lives there anymore. So Tyler Robinson is fairly well-adjusted, has friends, is not bullied. That's not a problem for him. Moves in with this guy who says, and I quote, "I was possessed by a demon," a person whose own family describes him as evil. And what happens when you're evil? You take on the cast of the demonic. You do. And what do you hate? Inexplicably, for no reason you can even articulate, you hate Christians. You hate Christianity. Where do we see this? Thoughts and prayers. Now, the left, those Catholic school children died on their knees at the hands of another transgender assassin who ironically also had a furry for a significant other. What are the odds? In the Minneapolis shooting. And what did the left do? Mocked those kids. Thoughts and prayers, they tweeted. Thoughts and prayers. It kept tweeting. In other words, mocking them, you were praying to God and he didn't save you. They can't help it. They can't help it, like Lance Twiggs. Why? Because when you are touched by evil or even evenly evilly oriented, it's an orientation. Doesn't mean you're stone cold evil, but you're beginning to turn that way. You hate all things Christ-like or Christian. You do. You can't help it. And you will attack them and you won't even understand why you do it. I've seen this so many times. And it's like all of society senses it. I just thought I'd read that too. I just think it's interesting that Tyler Robinson moved in and this is the result. By the way, this is interesting too. You know, Tyler Robinson carved the word fascist, a word he learned from Democrat leadership, carved the word fascist into that bullet in the presence of Lance Twiggs. He didn't think anything of that. That was strange. Got a lot of questions. As I said last week, the FBI saw its job in so many ways is to do three things. Cover up the crimes of Democrats, particularly Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, including the absolute bombshell last week in a 1023, that's an FBI document. For the first time, naming Joe Biden as direct recipient of bribery money, $5 million. Hunter got $5 million too. That was a massive bombshell last week, but with the Charlie Kirk stuff, it didn't get any attention. And how they laundered it through Latvia. How'd Joe Biden get away with that? How'd that happen? That was during the Obama administration. The FBI covered up his crimes. They covered up Hillary's crimes, as we learned. Literally hid the classified information she stole on a thumb drive. Wonder who she sold that to. And classified it so you'd never find out. So that's the FBI on the one hand believes its job is to hide and cover up the crimes of the Democrats, but the other side of the job is to help them win by lying. Like, for instance, censoring anybody who said, hey, you know, I don't think Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. You know, like the New York Post, founded by a founding father, Andrew Hamilton, the first paper in the United States of America. Yeah, we'll just censor that. That's how the FBI sees this job. Want to see it in writing? So it's not just my opinion? Okay. Peter Strzok. Remember him? Strzok. Yeah, remember what he wrote in a text? Because this is how they see their jobs at the FBI. And the FBI is still full of them. People like this. Wrote in a text to his lover, Trump is, quote, not ever going to become president, right? Right? I'm sorry, that was Lisa Page wrote that to him. And Strzok replied, no, he will not. We'll stop it. That is what the FBI believes his job is. That right there, that's a dictatorship. Not Jimmy Kimmel loses his show for like one day. No, that right there is a dictatorship. It's how a dictatorship operates. In the text messages, they referred to Trump as an idiot, a loathsome human, and called the prospect of a Trump victory terrifying. We'll stop it. That's exactly what they tried to do by framing Trump with lies. They called those lies their, quote, insurance policy, unquote. Peter Strzok, terrifyingly, was the head of the counterterrorism branch of the FBI, which also targeted Republicans and conservatives simply for breathing. Well, Peter Strzok was part of the Mueller investigation when those texts came out, if you remember, and he was reassigned from Mr. Mueller's investigation to the FBI's Human Resources Department, where he had been stationed ever since. Well, he sued on behalf of his First Amendment rights. Oh, poor Petey's a victim. Bastard lost yesterday in court. Ha! He lost. Yeah, because he's a thug. Not a free speech martyr. But you know what, folks? The sad thing is, these people are still hanging out inside the FBI waiting to do it again. They have got to be fired. So we don't have any more insurance policies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.